Hi, Mountain.
Hello, Joni.
Welcome back, listeners, to the Catholic Traveler podcast, where we are taking you every day to one of the station churches in Rome for Lent.
Yeah, and today's one that is probably going to make you talk about food.
I never need really much of an excuse to talk about food.
Oh, okay. Today,
but I probably will.
Yeah, today's church is San Lorenzo in Lucina. So we've seen a few churches dedicated to St. Lawrence. So far, we visited where he was martyred, where he's buried, where he ran into the Pope before he was martyred. Today's church has the gridiron, so like the grill where they cooked him.
Yeah, smaller than I thought. I think it's part of it, I've decided.
Yeah, it would have to be, because it is really tiny. Because it's under an altar.
You might miss it if you don't know where to look for it.
Yeah, but yeah, so we have little bits and pieces of Lawrence all over Rome. That's why he's so well-loved here.
We're not even finished. We'll have another church, so stay tuned.
Yeah, so Lucina, that's the person who owned the property where this church was built. But there's kind of a joke in Rome that the church name is San Lorenzo in Lucina, but some people will call it San Lorenzo in Cucina, which would mean kitchen, because of the fact that he was roasted alive, patron saint of cooks. So it's kind of a little black humor there.
I love that. I mean, I feel like Lawrence, more than anybody, any other saint, people kind of make jokes about with that. And we talked about this before, like, is it right to, but I really think he would appreciate it. And I love that, you know, that there are kind of this little lighthearted humor about death, because sometimes we take death too seriously. And really, it's just our entry, hopefully, into heaven. So to kind of be able to laugh at mortality is a good thing.
I guess.
I think he's
St. Lawrence okay in the kitchen because he was cooked.
I think he's okay with it.
Maybe.
But yes, yeah, so the church was, we've talked about Titulus, like what the house church, it was belonged to a woman named Lucina. And she was known for her works of charity towards Christians, especially towards the martyrs. So we believe that like some of the other saints we've seen, she probably cared for many of the burials of the martyrs. But we don't really know who she was, because there are stories attributed to her that span like 200 years. And
she's a very old lady.
200 years.
Yeah. So it said that in the 4th century that she had one of the popes here. So, and we talked about that too, how some of these house churches, underground churches, you know, they would hide the Christians. So she had one of the popes. And then it's also
somebody did also named Lucina. Maybe she had like daughters named Lucina. And so over 200 years, they all cared for the Christians.
Maybe. Yeah. It's also said that one of the conclaves took place in this church. Yeah. In 366. So not all conclaves happen in the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah. That's important to remember.
One happened at
Modern development.
Yeah. San Pietro and Vincoli. So it was one of the earlier churches we visited. One happened here. So. And not all of them happen in Rome either, but there are a few churches in Rome where conclaves would happen. Especially like when Christianity was still underground, they didn't have a Sistine Chapel. They just had to
Roman priests just got together and.
Yeah, it's like, hey, who's going to be the next Pope?
Yeah. Who's going to die next, basically, in the early church, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the mosaics in St. Paul Outside the Walls, well, when we get to St. Paul's Outside the Walls, we'll talk about the mosaics of all the popes. And the early ones are all saints, because they were all martyred. So, yeah, if you wanted to be pope in the early days, well, who wants to be pope? But you were pretty much going to be martyred. So,
yeah. I didn't tell the people where this church is. So,
tell us where the church is.
It's just off the main road in Rome. So, the Corso. So, this is the road that led, or it still leads, from Flaminio Gate. That was the main entrance into Rome. And it leads all the way down to what's now Piazza Venezia, where the Victor Emmanuel Monument is, but then kind of continues to the Colosseum. These days, there's a lot of shops over there, some of the high-end shops or just whatever kind of shops. It's pretty close to the Spanish Steps. So if you were to walk away from the Spanish Steps to your back, you'd walk a few blocks and then you're almost to the church. So it's in a pretty high foot traffic area. But it's again, a church that not a lot of people would go to. There are a few restaurants, cafes, you mentioned yesterday, a gelateria on this piazza. There's a Burberry store, Ray-Ban store, all right outside this church. So some high-end shopping right there. But it's, you know, it's just another church in Rome. And there's some pretty amazing stuff in here, like Lawrence's Grill.
Art. Yeah, it's a good church for art lovers.
What kind of art, Joni?
Well, above the high altar is a famous crucifixion by Guido. I never know how to pronounce people's names. Guido Reni? Reni?
I was going to let you say it, so yeah.
Yeah.
Guido for sure.
Guido.
Reni. Yeah. Reni. 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 Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
The people that speak Italian listening to us, they're just rolling their eyes.
I like to write rather than speak because you don't have to say things out loud. And then also there's also a French painter. I really love his Last Supper. Again, I don't know French, so I'm just going to like make some French noises. But Nicolas Poussin, doesn't that sound French?
It does.
That sounds
sure yummy, actually. It sounds like good French food. Poussin.
But he's actually buried here. So there's a Bernini, there's a chapel that Bernini designed for Innocent the X's doctor and also created the bust of Innocent the X's doctor. So there's some neat little art pieces. If you're wandering Rome, stop in, see some relics, see some art. What more could you want?
Yeah. And we always talk about like, oh, that's what I love about Rome. But I love that you can be shopping for sunglasses or a Burberry trench coat and... Just across the way is a saint or art by Bernini or an instrument of martyrdom for one of Rome's most popular saints. And it's just all kind of intertwined in the culture here in Rome. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yeah. One of my favorite visits to this church was an evening visit. And that's another thing I love about Rome is that the churches are open because they close for Raposo and don't reopen. You know, they'll be open fairly late into the evening, late by American standards, because they're open until dinner time, you know. And so Mountain and I took a pilgrimage now, December 2019. I was going to say last year, but nobody was taking pilgrimages last year. But 2019, we took a pilgrimage called Off the Beaten Path, and it was a smaller group of pilgrims. And so one night we just wandered through this neighborhood, and I love walking the streets of Rome at night and just kind of taking a little walk before or after dinner. This was before dinner. We were kind of meandering to the restaurant, and because we had such a small group, Mountain and I could kind of decide on the fly where we wanted to go. And we were just like, oh, let's go to this church. And now let's go to this church. And this is one of the churches we stopped into. And it was such a pilgrimage moment where you're showing people all this amazing stuff. And then you're walking these beautiful streets to the next church where there's something else amazing. And then you're ending with a beautiful big dinner. And it was one of my fondest memories from that trip.
Nice. Yeah, that was a nice evening. Where did we have dinner? Was that Abruzzi night?
We did. We made it to Abruzzi. So
yeah, so we would have
wandered.
Yeah, this walk would have taken us by the Spanish Steps, the Trevi Fountain, all those churches. Do we see
John? A lot of churches off the Corso that we, you know, you can just stop into because they're right there.
Yeah, John the Baptist's head's over there. The Marian apparition spot is over there. And then
Miraculous Spring.
Yeah, Miraculous Spring. Pretty soon, right like a block away and over from this church, is going to be the Rome Apple Store.
Which will be a different sort of pilgrimage.
Another pilgrimage destination for me, right? I was going to say that. Yeah. So Rome is getting its first official Apple Store soon. There's a few like in the malls outside of town, but this one's going to be right in the heart of the city. And it's going to be like a big fancy one, like you people have in America that we don't have here. So I'm very excited about that. And also, on the same little piazza, there's supposed to be Rome's first Starbucks.
I will refrain from commenting about that.
We already have on this same little piazza. Feelings. On the same little piazza, we have a small IKEA. So we're going to have an IKEA, a Starbucks, and an Apple Store all in the same piazza. Joni is shaking her head at me, people.
I just can't.
I'm excited
I
to have.
You are.
The Apple Store. I'm excited to have the Starbucks. And it's nice to have a little IKEA right in town as well.
I'm just speechless. I'm okay with IKEA. I'm okay with it. But the Starbucks, I just can't. I just don't have words.
This coming from the person who had cappuccino at McDonald's when you were here?
So I will say I've changed my mind about that cappuccino at McDonald's, but I don't foresee myself changing my mind about Starbucks in Italy. Sorry.
Well.
But the McDonald's cappuccino was superior, I have to say, to McDonald's cappuccinos here, not necessarily to right. other cappuccinos in Italy.
Well,
but it was real.
It wasn't real.
In one of those machines. You know, in America, I love it when you go to like a breakfast restaurant and they're like, and we have cappuccino. And you look over and there's like one of those like instant machines. You're like,
yeah.
Do you really? You don't.
Some of the hotels in Rome have that too.
Yes. And that's why in the morning, sometimes I'll go and get my own cappuccino.
Right.
But McDonald's was legit over there. So just so that people know, you can get,
Well, I don't think a lot of...
But you can also go down the street and go to a real Italian cafe.
Right. Well, like I say all the time, I don't think people are going to be going to the Rome Starbucks for cappuccino or espresso. They're going to go for a pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah.
Or a, yes. or a mocha. Or a peppermint mocha. Yeah. Ooh, or a white chocolate mocha. Oh, I can't wait. They're going to go for the frou-frou drinks. That's why I'm going to go.
Yeah.
But for real coffee, I'll always stick with the Italian cafe.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think the cafes here have anything to worry about with Starbucks.
Yeah, and I agree. And there's actually a much better version of a mocha at a little Italian coffee shop on Largo Argentina. So
you've told me
I'll go there. Yeah.
I have not had it. But,
it's fudgy.
What's
wonderful.
That place called?
Cafe Camerino with three Fs. Cafe Camerino.
Right. And it's called
and they
something?
Have a drink called
Completo
Cafe
or?
Completo. Oh,
okay.
And it's like fudgy, dark chocolate at the bottom of your little espresso cup, and then they pour espresso on it and they top it with fresh whipped cream. I don't know why I'm talking about this during Lent, because now I want it, but it's amazing. The last time I got it, it was like 70 cents. It was amazing. Cafe Completo, Cafe Camerino. You can't beat it.
Well, at Starbucks, you can get a grande mocha.
For
and
$8.
It's huge. Only $8.
Yeah. And it's like 7,000 calories.
I felt bad for the people that are here to listen to us talk about churches. And
I know.
I'm going on about
Guess
Starbucks.
Guess what? We're talking about food.
This isn't even Italian food. We're talking about Starbucks.
Yeah.
Well, I am. You're talking about the real stuff.
We'll call it then. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
So thanks for listening.
Come to Rome when you can.
When you can.
Visit this church. Because you're going to see the Spanish Steps, I'm sure. You're going to see the Trevi Fountain. It's right there. You can skip the Starbucks and the Apple Store. You have those back home.
That's right. Take a little meandering through the streets at night and stop into all the churches that you pass, and you never know what you're going to find.
That's right. Always go into a church, even if it's just for a quick peek.
Yep.
All right, people. Thanks for listening.
Ciao, ciao.
Talk to you tomorrow.